and welcome to another exciting weekly dose of Bayerua podcast episode. And today we will be discussing yam and its storage. So it's basically how yam is stored and brought to the market, how the market sellers preserve them, and how you can also preserve them in your beautiful homes. To get started, yam is a tuber commodity which, when not taken care of well, can deteriorate. A number of storage methods are used by farmers in West Africa. A simple method mixes the tubers with wood ash, heaping them and covering them. So with some storage methods, we have one which uses wood ash. So wood ash is used in covering those tubers. So a simple method mixes the tubers with wood ash, heaping them and covering them with soil, possibly topped with dry grass as a form of mulch. Even more simply, they may be also stored on the floor or on the shelves in sheds or huts, sometimes built for the purpose. So yams can be stored with a simple method of mixing the tubers with wood ash and then heaping them with soil and then with dry grass topping on it. And some also can be stored on the floor, on the shelves, in sheds or huts which have been purposely built for keeping the yams. Now, the most commonest type of yam storage in West Africa is the yam barn. The yam barn is built on open ground, but is usually at least partially shaded. There are many variations in the type of structure, but basically it consists of walls of vertical timbers, each 5 to 10 centimeters in diameter, 2 to 3 meters high, and set about 1 meter apart. The vertical timbers are often made of sawn trees, which, if left on back, will take root when set in the ground. It is considered this will reduce the risk of attack by termites or rotting of the timber at ground level. In between the vertical timber are cross members of lighter section timber, bamboo or similar material. The barns are covered with a straw roof and enclosed within a fence or a wall for security. So that's security from rodents and other pests who try and then destroy the yam. So inside the barn, the tubers may be tied individually to vertical timbers or otherwise arranged to allow maximum air circulation. The maximum storage life of yams in the barn is 6 months. So that means that when you place yam in the barn, within 6 months you should have consumed it, or else it will start to deteriorate. Losses are reported to be 10% to 15% during the first 3 months and up to 30% to 50% after 6 months. So when you keep it there during the first 3 months, you are likely to lose 10 to 15% of your yams. But if you keep it up to 6 months, you are likely to lose 30% or 50%, which is almost half of your yams after 6 months. Okay, and we have another storage of yams, which is the maize crypts or small thatched shelters. They are usually 1 meter high and built under the shade of large trees. They are normally used in Cote d'Ivoire. The tubers are staked up to the top of the hut, but only varieties with hard corky skin that are not easily bruised are stored in this way. So yams with hard corky skins, they are normally stacked up to the top of the hut. In Ghana and also in Cote d'Ivoire, Yams are stored in pits. So pits are their deep holes which are being dug by farmers to keep, normally they keep yams, cocoyams and other tubers they want to store. The earth which is excavated in making the pits is placed to form a low wall around the edge. This method is mainly for the storage of early crop yams, intended to be kept for limited periods only, so that the ventilation requirement is less critical. So this is mainly for the storage of early crop yams. So yams which have been fetched from the farm not long ago, yes, and then they are kept for a limited period of time so that ventilation requirements is less critical. And although the traditional storage in yam barns is very popular in West Africa, the yams are vulnerable to attack by rodents and other mammals, and it is very tedious to have to tie each tuber individually to the framework. This also can restrict ventilation and accentuate any tendency to making the yam go waste. Any improvement to the traditional structure attempts to overcome these deficiencies, as well as improving weatherproofing and in exposed situations to provide shading. So yams, yam barns, several attempts have been tried to improve the structure of the yam barns, because in doing so you have to consider the weatherproofing and then to provide a better shading, and also to provide security against rodents who will try to attack and eat the yam. Some farmers in Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire often construct stores to meet the particular requirements of the yam, which has a long dormancy, and other stores for different cultivars of the D. So D here is the yam, Diaschara alata. These systems appear to work well with yams with a normal period of dormancy. So with the construction of stores, they help in preserving yams with normal period of dormancy. Then we have the open-sided shelf stores. Now this particular system is recommended by the Nigerian Stored Product Research Institute, that's the NISPRI. It recommends a structure similar to the traditional yam barn, except that yam tubers are placed in single layers on shelves instead of being tied to frameworks. So in this system, yam tubers are placed in single layers of shelves instead of they being tied to any framework. Now this is a quick, simple operation which allows the yam to be handled more carefully, so avoiding the tedium of tying the tubers to the framework and the damage which is associated with it. Now shelving also simplifies regular inspection and removal of rotting tubers. So with this method of preserving yams, you can easily have an inspection of your yams without going through any difficult process, and then you can be able to remove rotten tubers. Since you don't have any difficulty in inspecting your yams, you will find it easier to get rid of the tubers which have been rotten that you don't need anymore. The recommendations also include that a well ventilated shed be constructed over the shelves to give adequate protection from rain and sunlight. So there should be adequate protection from rain and sunlight, thereby providing the shelves. Protection against rodents can be achieved by fixing a barrier of sheet metal or a wall about 1 meter high around the barn. So in with the protection of the yam against the rodents, you can fix a barrier of sheet metal or a wall about 1 meter around the barn. So you can either fix a sheet metal or a wall around the barn to prevent rodents from getting into contact with the yam. Now, management of the store requires a weekly inspection. So management, you managing the store requires a weekly inspection. The disposal of rotten tubers and the removal of any sprout on the tubers. So with this weekly inspection, you, after inspecting it, you are, because it is easy to notice rotten yams, you can be able to dispose them well and then remove any sprouts on the tubers. Tubers can also be dipped into fungicide solution such as benalate, thiabendazole, or captan. That is recommended for controlling rot in yams. And also, we have the elevated store shed, which is a development by an FAO post-harvest project in Benin, comprising a wooden shed with an elevated floor fitted with rat guards and covered with a thatched roof. Except for the sheets of galvanized steel and the nails used to make the rat guards, all the construction materials are readily available. The store has a capacity of approximately 2 tons of fresh yams. Trials in the central region of Benin compared the traditional method against the elevated store shed using the early local variety Punan and Labaku. So these are yams which have been tested with different storage methods. So the Punan and the Labaku, they have been tested with the development which was made by the FAO, which is a post-harvest project in Benin. Okay, moving on, over a storage period of 120 days, losses were 38.4% by the traditional method against 22.4% method in the elevated shed. The tubers stored inside the elevated shed were treated with a mixture of fungicides and insecticides. The cost of the chemical was about 95% of the total storage cost of the elevated shed store structure and chemical treatment, but its significance in reducing the losses was not evaluated. Also, when it comes to yams being stored in the home, some of the methods that you can use are keeping it on a shed, and also you can be able to place them on the floor, a dry place, not a place where you can find water and other liquids getting into contact with the yam. You can put it at a dry place in order for it to not to get rotten. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we draw our curtain here on this episode, and I hope you've learned something new today. Remember to follow and subscribe to Biora Podcast for more episodes. Have a blissful and yummy weekend, and remember to store your yarn safely. Bye-bye.